Conceding goals, as various weeks I've stood in front of you and said we're conceding too many goals, and I've questioned the group sort of mentality to step up and you know, get clean sheets and noughts and ones, and have to look at individual mentality. The manner in which we can see the goals, that was really poor. The first goal, we've missed tackles, we've missed clearances, we've not got tight enough in the box. The second and third goals are just basic set pieces. Prided my team on 18 months of being good in both boxes, good at set plays. At the moment, we're short, and it's disappointing, to be honest. We're really disappointing. Just the boys, you know, you don't want to be seen as a soft touch. But at the moment, ball's coming in our box and the ball's going in the net. I thought with the ball, created chances, lots of chances. Missed absolute sitters to get back in the game at 1-0, even at 2-0, certainly at 3-0. So again, we've scored, conceded three, which, you know, isn't good enough to give you a chance to win the game, but we had numerous chances to get back in the game.
What did you do early last season when you were conceding goals at the Den in particular? How did you solve that, and is it a question of getting back to those basics to do the same again?
Yeah, it's certainly practice on the training pitch. It's video work, showing them, teaching them. You know, young lads that make mistakes, you know, you can rectify them and teach them good habits. Senior players need reminders. It just becomes about pride, professionalism, discipline, certainly. Discipline and concentration, huge. Open play, deflections or whatever, you can't do much about, but to switch off, for your man to get a run on you, for your man to beat you on the edge of the box to a shot, it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
But you've got to find a way on Saturday of sending a team out with the belief and with the confidence that this is the beginning of the comeback trail, in a sense.
Yeah, of course. Well, we can show them 10 minutes a day of highlights of us moving the ball really well, getting between the lines. You know, the untold amount of crosses we put in the box, 16, 20 crosses in the box, something like that. 15 efforts on goal, probably some absolute sitters. We can show them all that and say, there's loads of positive fellas, but, and that's pointless, we can't keep the ball out the other end. We'll keep believing, keep helping the players. Keep talking about the mentality. You know, we've got to get that right. It's got to be better.